The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 6 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Abra.
Hi, Abra.
I'm a recovering addict. For me, my change of heart came long after I was sober. I had quit using. You know, I've talked about that because the doctors had told me I had to. And so I was really resentful about being sober. I thought, you know, it would be great if I could just use one more time, if I could just drink one more time. If, you know, why do I have to have this lot? I don't want to be sober. You know, and even after I went to the temple, I would think, you know, who's going to know if I just do one more time? You know, well, God's going to know. What are you talking about? So then I started coming to these meetings and when we got to step six and it was talked about a change of heart, I thought, you know, what are my shortcomings? Well, I come from a very long line of prideful people. You know, my grandparents were prideful. My mother was prideful. My dad's prideful. So I was just came by pride really naturally. I just, you know, it was like handed down through the generations, I think, you know. And so I realized I had to work on my pride. And then I realized as I read through the material in step six that I might have been sober, but I wasn't in recovery. I wasn't someone who was actually clean and sober. I wasn't in recovery. I had stopped using, but I hadn't really given it up. I thought about it all the time of my own choosing. I would go into situations where there would be people using because, well, I'm not going to use. I know I can't, but it's okay if they do because I can go in there and sit with them and it's not going to bother me because I know I can't use. So I was putting myself into situations where I could very possibly have gotten myself into a lot of trouble. And it wasn't until I realized that I needed to really work on my change of heart, changing who I was, and turning myself to my Heavenly Father and really becoming that person who gave myself to my Heavenly Father. And so I had been sober probably eight and a half years before I actually became someone who was in recovery. And I had been to the temple. I had you know, done all those things. But I know now that, you know, you don't put yourself in dangerous situations. You know, you don't go sit with the dealers that you used to hang out with and, You know, you don't go sit with them because you know you're not going to use because you'll die. And you don't go sit with them while they go and do their drugs and smoke whatever. And because you're just putting yourself out there to be, you know, doing stupid things. And I still, you know, like everybody else, I have those moments where something will come into my mind and, or I'll, you know, my husband and I actually saw one of our dealer friends, and he's like, oh, come over. We haven't seen you for like 3 or 4 years, you know? And I'm like, dude, you know? And I looked at my husband and I said, we've got to leave. We had just seen him at a grocery store. And I says, we've got to go. I'm not even going to stand here and talk to him. And my husband was like, you're right. We've got to go. And, you know, I realized then that I really had changed my heart, that I really had come unto my Heavenly Father, and I had really gained that testimony of that change in behavior really had changed my heart. I had brought myself to a point where I knew that my Heavenly Father was the center of my life, and not being mad because I couldn't use, and being angry at myself because I had gotten sick and I couldn't use, and that truly being a child of my Heavenly Father and having Him love me was what was making me happy. And I am so thankful to this program, because I can say now that I am clean and sober, and I'm clean and sober minded. And I think now today that I can say that I have 11 years sober, and I am clean and sober minded, and that's what makes me happy now. And coming to these meetings and seeing all of you and being with people that are sober makes me a lot happier than being with people that aren't sober. I don't think I could have said that, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I thought sober people were insane. Even being sober, I thought, you know, sober people are no fun, because I was miserable in my sobriety. But I'm glad now that I'm sober and I've had that change of heart. I still have character weaknesses. I still work on my pride all the time. I still work on, you know, getting up my husband goes to work at 4 a.m. and I have to get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock and read my scriptures. And that is a horrible time to get up and read your scriptures, I'm telling you right now. But, you know, I work on that. That's stuff I have to work on. And I'm thankful to my Heavenly Father that when I screw up, He loves me anyway. And I'm thankful to this program, because it has changed my life and it saved my life. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Abra.
Thanks, Abra.
The full episode for Step 6 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.